I'm Lynn Prowse Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. When Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram went down for a while earlier this week, some thought the world was actually ending, and others breathed a sigh of relief for the reprieve. The irony wasn't lost on the many more who have been shadow banned or deplatformed recently by the service because they hold views counter to whatever the current narrative is. What it served to highlight was that you should never rely 100% on one platform, especially for your business. While services like Facebook provide a platform to get your message out there, the outage showed the dangers of putting all your eggs in one basket. Ironically, even Facebook did just that. In a nutshell, the service went down because a configuration change stopped telling routers where the data centers were. And unfortunately, remote Facebook workers, who could have fixed the problem, used the same network to access them. Access cards used to physically gain entry to the data centers likewise didn't work because they depended on the internal systems. I've previously said that not having a Facebook page for your business is like not having a Yellow Pages ad in the past. But just like we didn't rely completely on the Yellow Pages for advertising, we shouldn't rely completely on a service like Facebook for business promotion, or indeed for other things like community groups. Social media platforms like this should be viewed as just one part of your marketing efforts. In a post on 6th of October, which was more of an essay, intended as a memo to his staff but posted to the platform, Mark Zuckerberg was clearly referring to Frances Haugen's testimony before the US Congress regarding conflicts of interest between what's good for the public and what's good for Facebook, and that they prioritise profit over safety, when he said in part, "We care deeply about issues like safety, well-being, and mental health. It's difficult to see coverage that misrepresents our work and our motives." Ignoring for a moment the fact that in recent times the platform has also been used to bully, troll, and allegedly influence the outcome of elections, people have been shadow banned and outright deplatformed for not sharing the same views as government or health agendas who could allegedly be said to be funding Facebook, stifling any kind of debate with fact-checkers filtering anything the algorithms miss, while at the same time hate groups catfishing and vitriolic comments are left largely untouched, he went on to say that Facebook has been used to help business communicate, people stay in touch with loved ones, support communities, and actually run businesses. If the outage did anything, it served to prove that we can and should do all those things in its absence. Remember, when something is free, you are the product. Free services are great when you're just getting started, but should never be relied on solely for your website, storing data, or business promotion. They most definitely make life easier in terms of their instant messaging capability, for example, but your goal should always be to have a professional site, not just a business page on social media. And if you need a community, use the plugins available and have it connected to your site, or pay for one of the third-party community boards. Messenger and WhatsApp are great tools for letting customers reach you quickly, but they are a tool, something you should be in control of, not the other way around. Social media and its linked apps should only be one piece of your marketing efforts, and given its vulnerabilities, a very small piece. I'm Lynn Prowse Bishop. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.